Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to this episode of Biscuit and Tea Mystic, featuring international psychic Kelly Jo Monahan. Kelly Jo has been an intuitive psychic and clairvoyant for over 40 years. She has used her gifts to assist with investigations involving missing people, murder cases, and she has participated in archaeological digs. Kelly Jo is a seasoned medical intuitive and animal communicator who strives to bring reassurance to others through her talent. Sit back, relax, and get ready to explore all things mystical and spiritual with Kelly Jo Monahan.
Hello, everyone. This is Kelly Jo Monahan, your host for Biscuit and Tea Mystic. And I have another angel to read about. And then I'm going to bring Daniela back on because last time we had technical difficulties. It was a power surge. Archangel Gabriel's name means God is my strength. One of two archangels specifically named in the Bible, both Old and New Testament. She is often portrayed holding a trumpet and as the only female archangel. As a patron of communications, Archangel Gabriel is the messenger angel, acting as a messenger of God. She helps writers, teachers, and journalists and artists convey their messages, to find motivation, confidence, and to market their skills. She also assists in overcoming issues of fear and procrastination in communication as well as in all areas related to children, helping during conception, pregnancy, childbirth, and child rearing. So, I'm going to bring Daniela on. Hi, Daniela. Welcome back.
Hi, Kelly Jo. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So, last time we had a technical difficulty, so hopefully we don't have one of these today. So, we have quite a few people in the room, so I guess we'll get started. We'll take our first caller. I'll take the first one, then I'll ask you what you get. 925. Hello, 925.
Hi,
good.
How are you doing? Fine, thank you. I was wondering, my name is Terry.
And where are you from?
California. I was wondering if you could tell me what you see with me, like how long you see me being at my job. Now that we've had this shelter in place, I almost don't want to go back.
I know, but finding another job is going to be hard right now, so you need to stick with what you got.
I know. But I'm just wondering how long. I just get this strong feeling that I'm not going to be there a long time.
Oh, no. You'll probably only be there like maybe, I'm getting like a 7, so it's either 7 weeks, 7 months, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be able to find something better.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Go ahead. What do you get, Daniela?
It's kind of funny, Kelly Jo. I saw the number 3, but this is April. May, June, July is the 7th month.
Oh, okay.
So I think our answers go hand in hand. I only see you there for another 3 months, but it would be a good idea, you know, to start snipping around, putting out things. And it's funny because several of my clients during this time period have found jobs, which is quite remarkable.
Yeah, I found some resumes. I found some job openings and I sent out resumes. I just don't feel appreciated at all.
You know what? If you're not feeling it and it's not your passion, like I always think, we spend so much of our time, right, working. We should be doing what we love or at least working with people. It's great if you can go hand in hand of working with people that you love. So if you're not feeling appreciated, you're not going to put your best self forward either, right?
I hang in there because I really enjoy the people that I work with. But my boss just tends to think that, you know, everything is just done with the snap of a finger. And I really, in fact, I was told that a 12-year-old could do my job. So I'd like to see that happen. Yeah.
Well, some people aren't bosses. And this person isn't a good boss. So maybe he'll get transferred and you might be able to stay there too.
It's a small company and they're the owners. Yeah.
I've heard this person doesn't have thank you in their vocabulary.
No, and it's kind of odd because when she like if she walks near you, she doesn't give you eye contact. She always looks at the ground, which I think is kind of odd.
Kelly, what do you got on that, Kelly Jo?
Well, it has to do with her self-confidence herself.
Exactly.
So she's sort of like a bully.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't know. I just want to be appreciated, and I mean, I work really hard.
The next
and
job
during,
you'll be able to get one that's better. But see you being with the mom and pop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks.
Okay. Whoops. No. All right, so 613. Come on, work.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
And what's your question?
I'm working for a school right now, but they're closed as a teacher aide, but I'm really looking for something closer. And I need a job for the summer, too, plus for September all year and stuff. Do you see any changes?
I see you going to something totally different than school. You might be like a person that stocks shelves or something like that for the time being.
I mean, I'm probably going back, but I don't want to do that in September or for the summer because, you know, I can't live on stocking shelves. But you see me getting a school job in September?
Might not be open then.
Okay.
So you're going to have to look at alternative jobs.
You don't think that the schools are supposed to open in the end of April back up?
You might have to look for an alternative job.
Okay.
What do you get, right, Daniela?
First of all, hello. I'm a Long Island girl, too. How are you? my gut doesn't feel like, I know that they've been saying that the school's going to open up end of April or beginning of May. I'll be really surprised if that happens.
I don't see it happening.
That's what I'm saying. I'd be very surprised. But she's getting this from the government, right? That's why she's saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. That's where I lie. Do you work with special needs?
Yeah, I wanted to get a different job working with special needs or either a bus monitor or something else come September anyway because it's kind of foreign. I really don't like the job.
Okay,
I was trying to get a job like that closer to home for September anyway. And if I have to get a summer job and then I have to try to get something like a job in September.
Okay, I saw you on the bus. So because I got it in my head before you said it, so that's a match. But the reason why special needs came up, you might want to go into, give me a second to put it into English, like register because these families are going to need assistance in the summer and you already have the training to work with that population.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you see me working on a bus as a monitor, just watching the kids on the
September,
bus, not a driver?
Yeah.
You think they'll call me in the summer, or do I have to wait till September?
Might have to wait till September because I don't think things are going to be as smooth as you think it is, how you said that they're supposed to open the end of April and stuff like that. I think there's a lot of juggling I see going on because everybody's trying to figure things out.
Yeah, so obviously I see someone might have to do like stocking or something at a supermarket until September.
Correct.
Right, but if you want to go with an agency to help the family of special needs, they might be hiring people because they're used to these people being in school, correct?
Yeah, well, I don't really want to go into people's homes at this moment.
Yeah, but you said in the summer. I'm looking at the summer.
Well, I don't even want to do that in the summer. I want to, like, work for a bus or in a store or something.
Yeah, then you're going to do what Kelly is suggesting.
But you see a bus company calling me for September, I don't have to go back to the school?
That's what I saw. I saw you on a bus.
Oh, good.
A school bus.
And they'll call me in the summer for September?
I already answered that one.
Oh.
I see you more September.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. 914. Hi, 914.
Hello?
What's your name?
Hi.
Where are you from?
Hi, my name is Tamika. I'm calling from New York.
And what's your question?
Hello. I wanted to know if you guys see me in a relationship in the future with someone that I have feelings for. His first name starts with an F. And in my current job, do you see me there or leaving anytime soon, like for a long period of time?
Well, you're going to stay at your job for a while yet because there isn't anything else available. But it looks like in a year you have a chance to work for like a corporation. And you've called about this person before, right?
I may have. I don't remember.
Well, you like him better than he likes you. I don't know if he even knows you're around, hon. That doesn't feel like there's any ties to the person that you're fixated on.
He reaches out to me a lot, but I don't know, you know, if it's like something.
No,
that,
there's no physical. There's no. It's just a bunch of hooey. It's fantasy. You know, it isn't real. And
okay.
This person feels like they're attached to somebody anyway.
Okay.
So they're telling me he, you know, ties that bind. So this person could even be married. So I wouldn't touch that one with a 10-foot pole. Go ahead, Daniela.
Okay, when people ask this kind of question, I check in to see, like, how it feels. And I'm going to have to side with Kelly Jo on this because my gut instinct, whatever, is I don't feel any – there's only half, which is you. There's not a couple, which means that – do you know what I mean? You're sending your energy one way, but I don't feel energy coming back to you. So you're doing this alone. Do you know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
I don't feel like this person's invested in you. Does that make any sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
So I think what Kelly was trying to say is, like, it would be for your best, like, your highest and greatest good to move on. Because, yeah, I don't feel somebody on the other side. Even when I'm dealing with people that have relationships, if the they're not invested. They could be married 40 years and I don't feel anything. And I'll be like, oh, then you have separate lives. And they're like, yeah, I don't feel a connection here. Sorry.
Okay. And my job, you think it's a good job for me?
We already answered it.
I was asking Danielle if she what she thinks of the job.
I see something coming up, and it's, from looking at it, to me it almost seems like a car insurance agency or something, and it does look like a good job, and I'm hearing it's a step up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to me it looks like a good opportunity that will be coming up to you.
Okay.
So thank you so much, love.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. How do we get a hold of you, Daniela?
Oh, good question. My cell is 813-455-7114, and my website is www.danieladicastro.com. And it's DanielaDecastro. And you can find me on YouTube under my name. I create videos to help empower people, to help them grow on their divine path.
All right.
So thank you for asking.
Thank you. And for me, you can get me KellyJoePsychic.com and YouTube, Kelly Joe Psychic, and my phone number, 561-333-5367. And we will take another phone call, another 347 number. Hello?
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 What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Aaliyah, and I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
And what's your question?
I just wanted to know, like, if you had anything, you know, just being spontaneous. She's like a general.
For what?
A general.
No, you have to ask one question. General, you know, that's too iffy. What do you want? It can be job, it can be love, it can be...
Could it be about, like, relationship?
About what?
Relationship. Like,
relationship.
Yeah.
Well, you don't feel like you have one that's real solid.
Yeah.
You haven't met the right person yet. You aren't really interested. You haven't found anybody that blows your skirt up yet. They're nice, but if there's a but, it ain't going to work. I do see you with a tall man. He's stocky, stocky, don't mean fat. He has, like, mahogany-colored skin, and he has, like, caramel-colored eyes. And he wears short-cropped hair, and he feels like he's been in the military, but he's not all goofed up. And he feels like he comes from a big family. Like a family, you know, like he has siblings, like six siblings. He loves his mama. If he loves his mama, he's going to love you.
Oh, do I know this person?
You don't know him yet. You haven't met him yet. And it looks like you'll meet him in next summer.
Next
summer? It looks like 2021.
Okay.
But, you know, what you're doing is you're doing your soul's work right now. You're going within and working on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, once you do that, you'll be ready. You'll be a adult, healed, whole human being. Go ahead, Daniela.
My suggestion is stop hanging around people that don't support you. and stop giving yourself away. Because I feel like you spend time with people, even though it feels like blah, you have a tendency to allow people to be around you that aren't honoring you. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. That happened yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
You know what I say to my daughter? I always say to my daughter, stop hanging around with dogs with fleas.
Yeah. Because I was with a friend yesterday, and we was in some place, and I left early, and I don't know. But that's true.
Yeah, you value and love yourself. And then what you attract to you is how you feel about yourself and how you treat yourself. We get what we bring into our lives. We attract what we are, not what we wish for. Do you know what I mean? So that's why it's important to do your self-work. Love yourself, honor yourself, and stop putting up with nonsense.
I agree to that.
So much love to you, darling lady.
All right.
Yeah. Nice talking to you, y'all.
Nice talking to you.
Good night. All right. Okay, we got 856. If it'll...
Hi.
Hello, 856.
This is Laura in New Jersey.
What's your question?
My question is, I am wondering when you see me getting a job. I've been submitting resumes with recruiters who are submitting me to other companies.
Well, they're telling me 2 weeks, believe it or not, even though we got Corona going on.
Yeah, they're trying to do remote. Are they telling you which one or any specifics around which
one? The third one that you applied for.
Has
to do with processing papers.
Well, all of it. Everything's going to be processing paper.
Well, I don't know what.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm just trying to figure out which one it is.
It's the third one that you applied for.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. At least I'll have work, and I need that desperately.
You know, you'll be able to make it with the skin of your teeth. And you are going to be all right. Daniela,
Okay. Because you said that you need something for now, so take it, because I always feel it's better to have something in your pocket, you know what I mean? But I feel like something really promising, even better, is going to be coming in August.
Oh.
I saw the number 8.
Number 8.
So they were really, so take, I wouldn't hold out because you need money now.
Yeah.
But
so there's a job that could apply to today. It doesn't pay that well, but I could take that, and you said something better would come in August.
Mhm. So keep plugging away.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
And then
thank
August will be a perfect job, and then you'll have all kinds of benefits.
Oh, good.
Much better situation in August.
Well, the job that I'm applying for today is a contract to hire position. So maybe the one in August is this job, and that they'll bring me on full-time permanently.
Oh, that feels like a match.
Oh, good. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because I get chills of validation, so that felt good.
Oh, good. Okay, good. Because the contract
doesn't
pay well.
Take care, love.
All right. Okay, oops. 727. Oh, I'll let you take this one first, Daniela.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are you from?
Jill,
and what
from
is your name?
Florida. My name is Jill, and I'm from Florida.
Oh, Jill.
Gotcha. Like Jack and Jill.
Gotcha.
And my question is, I have a very sick mother in California, and every day something else comes up, and they're basically telling me to prepare for the worst. I want to know if I'm going to make it to California with this coronavirus before she passes.
Give me a second. I heard a clue. I didn't even get a chance to ask. I heard, yes, you will.
Okay.
Let me see.
Do you have...
Yeah, because I'm hearing that she's waiting. Okay, hold on.
Anyway, every day
the bond
something...
that you two have, like, I don't know if you're an only girl. I don't know if you're the oldest girl, but there's a very special bond between you two. I feel like she's waiting.
Okay, well, that's funny because we've had a horrible relationship her whole life.
She's waiting.
But, okay.
Give me a second. Yeah, it's like she can't let go. Have you tried, I don't know where she is physically, but is there anybody to do Skype or anything to let her off the hook?
No, we just talk on the phone. She's in California. I'm in Florida.
Okay, because I feel like she has to speak her piece.
Yeah, she is. She's speaking her piece, and she's controlling the whole situation. And she's in control. And they said if she doesn't let them take her leg, that the clot's going to go to her heart and kill her instantly. So she won't let them take her leg, which I can't blame her. She's 81 and she has cancer. So she just had a seizure on Saturday at the rehab. Like every day it's something worse. And I would like to be there when she takes her last breath. And with all this coronavirus stuff, I just wasn't sure.
Because I'm still getting that you can make it there. I know that sounds odd, but that's what I'm getting. And I also got that she was in her 80s, so that's validation of everything that I heard was true. But it sounds like she's your biggest teacher, maybe vice versa.
Okay.
She's a tough cookie, huh? Tough cookie.
Yeah. Yep.
You know what, though? Probably if she was a softer being, she might not be here right now, but she's tough.
Okay.
One way to look at it, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you know when I'll be going there?
I'm just trying to narrow it down. I'm going out to a certain extent and pushing it back in. I think it would be best for you to try to get there within, try to get there by 7 days.
7 days?
Yeah, and
okay.
Are they still running, trains or anything?
No,
and
I
don't know. How are you planning on getting there?
I was going to go on a plane and take my chances.
I mean, I did come back from New York that way, so...
Okay.
And what I'm getting is, and before she goes, you're going to be able to resolve stuff.
Okay. I've tried.
No, I see in her death, you're going to resolve stuff.
Okay.
And within a week, you know, you're going to be going up there. You'll be able to get there in time.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both.
All right. You're welcome.
You're welcome, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that was a hard one.
You know what? It's never easy, but honestly, if her mother wasn't made of such stock, I don't think she'd still be with us.
Yeah, she's ornery.
Yeah. That's what I was
But I think you're ornery. Well. You're right. Her orneriness is keeping her here. She's going to stay, by goodness, despite. everybody.
I kind of get that impression, right? Against all odds.
But she is. She's going to prove everybody wrong, you know? I'll show you.
Just for the heck of it.
Yeah, right. 207. Hello, 207.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. My name is Denise, and I was wondering if you guys could see if my father has a message for me.
Well, did he wear a hat? He's putting a hat down on the table.
No, I can't picture him with a hat, no.
He wore a fedora hat.
Fedora hat. I don't know.
Dad wore a fedora hat.
Maybe it was my grandfather.
Well, okay,
yeah,
then it's your grandfather. He's here putting a hat on the table and letting you know that you're doing well. And then who wore Old Spice?
That might have been my dad.
Well, I smell Old Spice, so that lets you know that he's around.
Okay.
Because it's really strong. It's in my nose.
Oh, okay.
So that lets you know that he's around. And he likes to hang out on the right-hand side of your living room. So what's over there that he would be attracted to?
That's the sliding glass door to the lanai. I guess. Yeah.
Well, he likes it over there.
Okay.
Go ahead, Daniela.
Hi. Did you say Denise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hi, Denise. I'm seeing... And I saw the hat that she was talking about. I saw a little feather. But when it comes to your dad, I'm seeing a visual of somebody that's very lighthearted. And what he's showing me, like he's laughing around you and he's telling me he likes to travel with you. That you have, I think the expression is itchy feet. And he likes to keep up with you. Does that make sense? Like he likes to...
Yep.
He's
yep.
saying you're very active, and wherever you go, he goes. And it seems like you two have a lot in common because he's very lighthearted. He likes to have a good time.
Yes, yes, yes. Yep.
Yeah, really just good people. But he enjoys spending time with you. I think out of his children, he thinks that you're the most like him and that, other people seem to have roots or whatever, but where you seem to move around more, just active. So
that's
I don't know
true.
If that makes any
yes.
sense. It's
yes,
true.
Yes, yes, yes.
And he's, I got to jump in here. He's showing me numbers. So he was.
What are the numbers?
Well, he's showing me numbers. There's a 12 and a 20 and a 94.
Okay. I'm not really sure what those mean, but I have some numbers tattooed on my wrist. I have his month and day.
Birthday?
His birthday, yep.
Month and birthday, okay. He's acknowledging that you have that too.
Okay, that's what okay, yep.
That was great to be
sorry, Daniela, go ahead.
No, I just said it was great speaking with Denise.
Thank you, Denise. Have a good night.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bye-bye, love.
Okay. 614, I'll let you take this one. First, 614, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. My name is Tracy, and I am in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Well, hello. What is your question, love?
Well, right before all of the coronavirus started, I was looking for a larger office space. Now I've actually had to move residentially to a new space, and I was wanting to know after this is all said and done, will I still be able to find that larger space, and will it be close to where I'm actively living now?
I got a clear yes. And it seems like things are going to change where it would be more favorable. Just say if you would have got it 6 weeks ago or whatever, things are going to be more in your favor. So,
okay.
With stimulus and things like that, better price, you know what I mean? What you'd be paying monthly, it just seems like a better deal for you. I feel very positive, but this will be in your favor. Is there anything else bothering you, though?
Just that I'm lonely. I just moved to this city, and I'm still trying to make friends, which is why I moved downtown. So, you know, I moved downtown so that I could meet people, and now we're all stuck inside and can't go anywhere. And,
okay. Maybe,
you know, I'm just
yeah.
curious if I'll be able to get out and actually meet someone and make friends and, you know, I don't know.
In due time. I heard the sadness in your voice, but remember how I said everything feels like it's going in your favor down the road, so to speak, time-wise?
Yes.
You know, I know it can be very lonely, but if you can reach out, like friends are calling me, Messenger, some people are doing Skype, whatever, you know what I mean? But keep your spirits up. Meditation is great. Years ago, because I used to fall into loneliness, and once I started really connecting with Source Energy and the Archangels in meditation, I never felt alone again. Like, I could be alone in my room, and I feel like I'm surrounded. So if you can go within and tap into that kind of energy, you'll never be alone again.
You know, I do that all the time. I've been on this path for quite a long time, and I'm pretty intuitive myself, but you still fall off. You know what I mean? You come and go, and I think I'm just at one of those points where you just get tired after a while. Even though I know that everything's going to be okay, and I know that I'm not alone, there's still that underlying thing
you
that
want
comes
human
up every once in a while.
You want
yes,
human contact?
Some type of physical contact, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you. Another thing that drastically changed my life, and I was telling Kelly Jo about this, I adopted, two rescues. And the love that you get, like if you can get a pet during this time, is just amazing.
Well, I did just recently get a dog, and we are bonding
Yay!
Very well.
Nice. What
oh,
kind?
Yeah. He is a mix between a collie and a Pomeranian. And I know there's a few other things in there, but he's about 17 pounds, full grown, and he's all caramel colored. He looks a lot like a collie, just with fluffy
Beautiful.
Hair.
Yeah, I mean, that will bring you a great deal of joy because both Kelly, Joe, and I love our babies. And that.
Oh, yeah. Walking him downtown and exploring has been saving grace other than putting things away and trying to apply for stimulus. And it's just a little overwhelming at the moment.
Well,
but
you're
going to
be getting
okay.
the stimulus. You will. What do you got, Kelly?
I see you doing, like, a network of people, but you'll do it long distance, but, like, sitting 6 feet apart and, you know, like, three or four people and you sit far enough apart and getting together and having fun, laughing, talking, maybe drinking some beer, you know, sitting in each other's doorway or something. I see that. I see a network. Even though you can't touch each other, you'll have a good network of friends. I do see you getting a grant. And I see you feeling more fulfilled. That's going to happen within a two. So it's 2 days, 2 weeks, or 2 months.
Okay, great. Two's a good number.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. All right, let's see. We got number 613. I mean, 631, sorry, me and my dyslexia. Hi, 631, what's your name, where you're from? I guess they're just listening. Hello, hello, hello. All right. Then we'll try 856. Hello, 856.
You already talked to me. This is Laura.
Oh, whoops.
I'm just listening.
All right, no problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, we got about 4 minutes left here. In other words, with this coronavirus, don't panic. You know, we're all in this together. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. And we are, I see that somewhere they got the scientific minds working on a antidote, you know, like a shot. And then I also do see them finding something that'll work on it. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We will have gatherings again. You know, we will get back together within reason. But this does change things of how we do things in the future anyway. And it needed to happen so that it's a breath for the earth and a breath for us to have us notice what's real, what's true. And, you know, family, and pay attention and be present in the moment. And Daniela, what do you have? Any thoughts?
Actually, yes. I think this is a wonderful pause. And like you said, the planet's coming back, the animals are coming back. And it really is, you know, and I don't mean to disrespect anyone, but I'm just talking about the good things that we're seeing. I'm sorry for everyone that has lost somebody, but I love to see that the water's getting clear, the air is getting clear, the animals are coming back. We've seen beautiful things that way. And just there's a sense of peace. That's what I feel like. It's almost like I'm back in the 1970s or something. There's a calmness, there's this stillness that we haven't felt for a really long time. And it is a time to really get like reconnected with your family members, your children, your parents, your siblings. And I'm definitely experiencing that, but this is a wonderful time to also do shadow work, right?
Yeah, to work with the insight within yourself.
Yep.
And the shadow version of us is the negative part of us, looking at that.
Right. So if we can work on the negative side of us, if you want to put it that way, the stuff that lurks, the things that we may not be crazy about, as we work on that, we change consciousness on this planet. So we're going to be finding triggers. That's why people, you know, are a little anxious right now, right? Nervous. And even though I feel peace, this stuff still surfaces, right?
Oh, totally. We're human. You know, we aren't yogis floating on a cloud contemplating the fuzz in our navel, you know?
Oh my gosh, Kelly, this whole time I'm cracking up inside. This whole hour I'm with you, you're cracking me up. But yeah, we are human, and I think it's an important time for us to do our work. And most of the time people are so busy now.
Right.
Even if, right?
Right.
So it can be a beautiful opportunity.
It is. It's to go within, to how to breathe, you know, it's important.
It is. So, and I think better things are going to come out of this. I think we're going to come out on the other end a more compassionate world, more loving, understanding.
Absolutely.
And realize that we're all connected, right?
We all are connected, just like a spider web. As my friend Willie Whitefeather used to say, we're all connected, you know, and even the people that do it not quite right want to be closer to God. Kelly, be nice. Wannabes want to be closer to God or universal energy.
Exactly.
And I thank you for coming on again, and I thank everybody for listening, and we'll see everybody in the future. And keep positive. Positive begets positive. Negative begets negative. but positive can transform things.
So thank you so much. I really appreciate this opportunity.
And I appreciate having you on. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night.
Good night.